Yankees and White Sox series finale in Chicago delayed almost 3 hours due to rain, which means the Major League debut of outfielder Dustin Fowler would have to wait, but it would come to an abrupt finish in the bottom of the first.
They're not hitting it. Keep doing it.
0-2 is popped foul down the right field line. Fowler on the run, runs right into the fence. And the way guys get hurt,
and he's
he ran right into the fence on the side, and he's hurt. How do y'all like that? He hasn't played an inning, and he's hurt. He's on the ground. I did not look at the monitor. I was following the ball, following the fielder, and he ran as hard as he could right into the fence, the side fence. And the pitch is swung on, a fly ball to right toward the line. Ref Snyder cutting toward the line. Can't make the catch. And on to second base, where the ribby double is angled. Well, the ball game is tied at one. I thought Ref Snyder was going to catch the ball. He ran it into the corner. Couldn't hold on. And the pitch is swung on and lined to left field toward the line. Base hit. One hop to the left field wall. Two runs score easily. Garcia to second with a double. It is a two-run double for Willie Garcia. And Chicago takes a 4-2 lead. And the 2-1. Swung on. There it goes deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Aaron Judge hits his... He caught it? Are you kidding me? He did catch it. He came down, didn't show the ball. I saw him leap, but he didn't come down with the ball. So Melky Cabrera makes a catch basically over the fence. Now Robertson is set to go. Be a 2-2 to Judge. He struck him out swinging, breaking ball. Ball game over. White Sox win. So Chicago and the Yankees split a four-game series as the White Sox win tonight by the score of 4-3.
Robertson picks up the save against his former team. White Sox beat the Yankees 4-3 to split the four-game series. During the game, it was revealed that Dustin Fowler suffered an open rupture of the patellar tendon in his right knee. Fowler underwent surgery on Thursday night in Chicago. Here's Yankees skipper Joe Girardi after the loss.
I was in tears, actually. Because I know what it takes to get here and how hard he's worked, and what's supposed to be a really exciting day for him turns into a really bad day. So I'm still in disbelief. I'm in tears for the kid. I know he'll fight and get back here, but I mean he's out for a while. And he has to go through a long, grueling rehab, and it just doesn't seem fair that that's what happened.
He won't play the rest of this year.
No, he won't play the rest of this year.
Andrew, we were talking about what we do, because we went through a lot of people lately. So I told him I'll be back in and we'll talk about it. I told him to talk to the coaches.
When you look at that ninth inning, it didn't look like they were holding Gardner on there for a while. Is that just a situation for?
They were going to walk him if we ran. So, and they held him on and then they didn't hold him on and he slid step one time. And it's hard to take the bat out of Judge's hand. It's difficult. And our guys continue to give us a chance to win. I love it. They continue to fight. I applaud them for their efforts because we've been through a lot in the last 10 days or so. And today was probably one of the tougher nights, what we witnessed tonight, but they keep fighting.
Next up for the Yankees, they'll head south for a showdown against the first-place Astros beginning on Friday.